With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran has handed over its latest proposal for what it would take to end the war with the United States. President Trump says he is not impressed, and he says the Iranian priorities are all messed up.
They've made strides, but I'm not sure if they ever get there. There's tremendous discord. They're having a tremendous problem getting along with each other in Iran.
And the president responding today after the state-run IRN news agency in Iran reported that the president subsequently said he is not satisfied but did not elaborate on his demands. Of course, the president's top and unchanging demand is that Iran never be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon. The president says he's boosting automotive tariffs on the European Union.
With the European Union, they were not adhering to it, so I raised the tariffs on cars and trucks to 25%. That's billions of dollars coming into the United States, and it forces them to move their factory production much faster.
Prosecutors have released more video now of an armed man who tried to storm the correspondents' dinner last weekend.
The U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C. has posted video on social media that authorities say shows Cole Thomas Allen charging through security at the Washington Hilton. He's carrying a long gun and appears to exchange fire with a Secret Service officer.
The vest did an amazing job because it took a bullet close up. He didn't even want to go to the hospital.
The president was asked if, after multiple attempts on his life, there was talk of his wearing a bulletproof vest.
I don't know if I can handle looking 20 pounds heavier.
Does he now worry at all about another assassination attempt?
I don't think about it. If I did, I wouldn't be effective.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Connecticut has passed a new vaccine law. More details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The legislation removes religious exemptions for all shots deemed mandatory by the state and is likely to be challenged in court, experts say. The new measure contains language that states that Connecticut's Religious Freedom Restoration Act cannot be applied to immunizations for children in public or private schools. Some legal analysts predict an investigation of Connecticut by the Trump administration over the law. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pro-life advocates say this week's Supreme Court decision in favor of a New Jersey ministry will set an important precedent. The High Court will allow first-choice women's resource centers to sue the state over an investigation into so-called deceptive advertising because the centers do not offer abortions as part of their services. The conservative majority court has given abortion opponents high-profile wins in recent years. This case also drew support from the American Civil Liberties Union because of its free speech implications. This is SRN News. Police responding to a stabbing today at a Tacoma, Washington high school.
A Tacoma high school student has been booked on 5 counts of first-degree assault after 4 students and an adult security guard were injured in a stabbing at Foss High School. Tacoma police say the 5 victims were either stabbed or cut. A 6th victim suffered minor injuries. The suspect also was cut. Officer Shelby Boyd.
I know how terrifying that could feel, but I would say that, you know, we were here quick.
All the victims were listed in stable condition as of late Thursday afternoon. Sound courtesy Como TV. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A 45-year-old man was charged today with attempted murder in the stabbings of 2 Jewish men in London. That's the latest in a string of attacks that have sparked fear and anger in Britain's Jewish community. Also has some British lawmakers saying that more needs to be done to protect Jews throughout the UK. More of these stories at srnnews.com.